Psalm 103, our captivity, O Lord. He said, a New Living Translation says, like streams renew the desert. Is that okay? Meaning that you are in a desert time. You are in a time of depression. Now, most people will think that it is time to depart from the dry land and go to a wetland. But God said that is not the way by which prosperity will come upon the dry land. What will happen is that people, my people who are called by my name there, what they will do is that they will take their seed, precious seed, in the time of difficulty. Let me tell you why the seed is, why the men are crying again. Because they will have loved to eat it. Now, most times this has been quoted. People have said they'll come and give offering. Now, I'm not saying those things are wrong, okay? But that's not what I'm trying to talk about today. What I want you to understand is that the feast... No, don't twist your face. It's just because we have to balance some things right. Everything has its place. If you want to know, go and listen to our tapes 1 and 2. We'll talk about treasure in heaven. It's important that men love to, men know how to give. You understand? But that's not what I want to talk about today. What I'm talking about is the fact that there is a physical principle of sowing in the dry land. Do you get me? There is a principle. Look, a farmer that gives and gives and gives, but does not go back to sow, will not receive anything. That is, there are two kinds of seed. We have discussed that before. There is a seed that is you use to sow, buy up treasure in heaven. But there is a physical seed on the earth that let me use the word, we open a channel by which your treasure in heaven will come back to the earth. Do you understand my point? So that the farmer still needs to go to the farm and plant seed. Are you getting me? Okay. Now, I was saying that, so in the time of difficulty, what God expects men to do is to do what? Plant seed. I hope you are following me. Now, when I'm talking about planting seed, we're talking about economics, we're talking about real things. Because in recent times, God has been showing, helping me to read some books, and from them I've been seeing things. I found that a lot of the men, you know, there's one book I was reading recently by J.P. Getty, Paul Getty. And Getty was explaining some things about entrepreneurs, men who succeed. He said that, he mentioned the name of one man, and in the time of the Great Depression, that banks were closing in the U.S. You know, they will close their doors so that they will not become distressed because of panic withdrawal. Said there was a guy, he mentioned his name, I don't have the name in my head. What did the man do? The man took up, you know, I think he had a quarrel with some, he tried to explain some new principles to his friends. They refused, that they didn't make sense. So he broke away from them, founded his own bank, and in the time of depression, was going house to house offering people loans. Do you get my point? That is, he was sowing seed. Look, listen, other banks, in fact, even the bank he used to work, that they owned together, they closed their doors. That no, it's the wrong time to issue loans. They didn't even want people who deposit their money to come and withdraw. Things were bad. And he said, no, this is wrong. In the time of adversity, restore our captivity, O Lord. And God is saying, you have to sow in tears. You have to take seed that is precious and plant it at that time. So he went around and started giving loans when they felt that most people would not be able to pay. He said, no, they will pay. And that they had never been heard of, that men were banks canvass for customers. He will go house to house and say, what is your problem? What were you doing before? Okay, what if I give you $500? How would that help? Of course, they thought he would go down. He didn't go down. The man was great. The same year, reaped a hundredfold like Isaac. Until he became very strong. He mentioned the name of the bank. It's a pity that I didn't know I was going to quote it. I brought the book to show it to you. The same principle this man said, good enough, a lot of us have read the book. Robert Kiyosaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You know, I told you before that, let me tell you what. Let me just say this. When you are reading, what you see in books depends on the kind of person you are and what is in your heart ahead of time. So don't wonder that some of the things I say, that are you sure it's inside that book? It is there. It's the kind of I used to read it. That's why I saw it. This same principle was outlined in that book. He said that people say in the time of adversity, save, save, save. He said it's very stupid. That what you should do in the time of adversity is invest, invest, invest. People feel that you should hold your seed because it is precious. I think it's King James that used the word bearing precious seed. Okay? Now, because this seed is, look, the man is crying, putting the seed into the ground. People tell him, you will lose everything. The guy said, no, I won't. The ground may be dry, but that is the time men that come out on top sow their seed. Listen, every mediocre will sow in the ground that is correct. You understand my point? The Bible says, he that watches the winds will not sow, and he that observes the clouds will not reap. That is, you see that most people, what they do, really, is that they sow based upon what the circumstance is saying. But if you really continue to do like that, you will never reap beyond what an average person is reaping. Do you get my point? Listen, let me say it again. I've said it before and I will say it again. Rushing out for high paying jobs, it's a very, very tailly thing. It's not a heady thing. What do I mean by tailly? I shall be the head and not be tail. Christians confess that. But then they don't understand that the man that gives is the head, not the one that takes. I'm not saying a high paying job is bad. I am just saying rushing now, thinking that is the key to breakthrough, is madness for a child of God. Because what God is giving you is what? The power to create wealth. Listen to me. In the time of adversity, let me tell you what. God is actually spreading his spirit all over the land. Because I heard somebody preach this message. Two different people preach this message. And listen to me. I'm just preaching my own. I'm not even quoting them. This is what I mean. In Nigeria, it's a good time to sow. This is the correct time to invest. You know, let me tell you what. Wisdom that helps you to succeed in life is actually how God opens your eyes to see what other people are not seeing. It is not to be able to wake up and quote the Proverbs of Solomon. That's not wisdom. Wisdom is not reciting Psalm 1 to Psalm 150 by heart. Wisdom is not having read the whole Bible through and through. No, wisdom is that when people are seeing that things are going to the right, you are wondering, why are they not seeing that these things are going to the left? That is, God opens your eyes and you see. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. You know, somebody said something long ago. He said a white man looked and said, Nigerians are very stupid. They see money on the streets and they are not picking it. Now, this was like 10 years ago. I heard somebody say this. I told you that I heard that when Vodacom tried to come to Nigeria and then they failed and they tried to pull out, the men they brought resigned and stayed in Nigeria and said, man, this is where the action is. They said, wow. Let me tell you what. That is simply because they are seeing what other people are not seeing. Now, it's clear to everybody, but some eyes are shaded, some are open. So they will plant seed, precious seed, in what you thought was dry. There's some point we're going to come to, all right? But I want us to understand this. Talking about investment, principles, we're going to talk about that. I'm not going to talk about the details. I'm just going to talk about the spiritual foundation for it, okay? Because I don't know the details. Do you get my point? But what I want to explain, that when things are dry, is the time to invest. Let me tell you what. God, this Psalm 126 is full. What God is saying is that if men don't invest at that time, I can never restore their captivity. That's what I want to bring out. That if every Nigerian evicts himself out of the land of dryness, that land will continue to become dry. No, it's a pity I read things. I didn't know I was going to quote them, but they just come back to me. There's a story I read recently. I think one of these, like Daily Bread, all those books, you know, those Christian books, a page a day. About one man, he said he went to somewhere in France or somewhere, and he saw a farmer. Was it in the Middle East? I'm not sure. I think it's somewhere in the Middle East. No, I think it's France. Somewhere, you know. Now, you see one man was like a shepherd. And every day when his goats are grazing or sheep, he'll be dropping a seed into the ground and covering it with his heels. Just doing nothing, just dropping it, covered with his heels. So he looked at him like, what are you doing? And he said, look, that this place used to be very, very beautiful. But that as because of grazing and stuff like that, the land has become dry, okay, and everybody has gone away now. So you can see just a little bit piece of grass here and there. So he kept on doing the thing. He'll be planting the seed. Anyway, about 40 or 50 years down the line, all those, the mentioned name of the tree, those seeds have been planted. Actually, he said at night, the man said he slept over in his hut, like in a small village, in his small house. And at night, the man will be picking nuts. So what are those nuts? Say he's planting them. So when his animals are grazing, he has the nuts in the bag, and he just planting. He's planting. What happened? About 50 years down the line, he mentioned the name of the town. It's a real story, not a parable. that the place became very beautiful. All those trees he planted had grown. Alone, the guy literally filled hundreds and hundreds of hectares of land because he was not in a hurry. This is the point I'm coming to. If he had gone like everybody else, you know, that place will still be dry till today. This is the point I'm coming to. What God is saying here is this: no matter how much you pray for restoration of prosperity in the land, if you don't plant seed in there, I can't do anything. I hope you are getting my point. Now I'm going to talk about what seed, what that seed is. I don't know where we can get there today, but get this clear: if you are praying to God for prosperity in a land, you must plant in there. You must. I'm not talking about go and give offering. Don't look for a pastor now and give him money. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying buy small shares in GTB. Look, my father doesn't have own GTB. I don't have any relation in GTB at all. I'm just as an example. Market capitalization. What do they call that thing again? That's so you say every bank must go up to 25 billion naira now. The capitalization of banks or something like that. Okay. Now, some banks may appear to be coughing, you understand, because of that. Then they'll start issuing shares. Listen to me. I think Nigerians should buy those shares so that the banks will have money to do business. That is what is called sowing in a dry land. I know what I'm saying. Now, I'm not campaigning for any bank or anything. When industries are starting to cough, and what they look at Econet the other time. Econet went through so much hassle because they did not have money. What is right to do at such times is that if it was okay, if they didn't mind, to come out and tell, okay, we want to sell shares, Nigerians come and buy. What God is saying is this: all of you dedicate a month's salary and put it in there, then your children will have jobs. I hope you are getting the point I am making. That look, not this one sitting down in the house and breakthrough. The only thing we know how to do to get breakthrough is to give offering, and I think it's we've carried it beyond the reasonable place, as if God will open the windows of heaven and literally pour down blessings. No. The principle of this is this: once a people are shouting, restore our captivity, restore our prosperity, he said, listen, you guys gather your seeds, go out and plant, though you are crying. I hope I'm making sense. That listen, God, we'll talk about another kind of seed. Because everybody, God has dropped a seed inside you. I have given you a gift you are not taught. He said, start writing. God, I have to get a good job and eat. He said, listen, get a bad job that gives you all your afternoon and nights free. And please start writing. What I just have idea just to cook and bake and do. He said, God said, listen, resign the job you are doing. Get one, go to a primary school, take a job 8 to 2. In the afternoon, start writing your recipe. This is the principle of sowing in tears. That is, I could have been comfortable somewhere else, but that way I won't be able to sow. They'll just be giving me food. But I have to sow a seed. I hope you are getting the point I'm making. I must sow a seed into the land before God can pour forth prosperity upon that land. That's the point I'm getting to us this afternoon. Listen. It's now I understand the way God wants us to invest in business. If we go and read the story of American Depression and stuff like that, FDR, that's the Roosevelt, that their governor, the president, that pulled them out of depression. You know how he did it? He kept on spending money. Government began to spend, started giving contracts. Money they hardly had, the man spent it, and he spent until they came out of depression. Listen, there is he that withholded more than his meat. What happens to him? He tends towards poverty. It is always more blessed to give. Even if it's into the soil, God says it is better. Some of the men I've been reading, they'll tell you that no man who became great did not lose money. That all of them lost, but they still became great. But they will tell you, I know many poor men who have never lost a dime, but they are still poor. Do you get my point? You give everybody $100 naira. So I don't want to lose it. So it doesn't sow anything. He starts eating 1 naira today, 1 naira tomorrow, saving it. Another guy, he drops 10 naira today, the 10 naira vanishes. He said, no problem. He drops another 10 naira tomorrow in the business. The other one, he returns 5 naira. He said, to him, it's encouragement. To the poverty mentality fellow, this is proof that we can't do it.
But to him, no, this 5 naira is encouragement. Then, before he sows his last 10 naira, he gets 100 back. Then he sows that one again, he gets 1,000 back. He sows that 1,000 again, he starts multiplying. Down the line, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, he's a very wealthy man, employing thousands of people. That his friend is a bloody pensioner somewhere, begging for food. Why? Because this guy was willing to lose. He was willing to sow in what? Tears. I hope you're getting my point. Am I making sense? That is, God is saying there is a seed, that there is something that only you can do, and have designed that only you will be able to do it. But I've said it before, the way the devil baits you away from your true prosperity, from your true ability to create wealth, is to buy that thing from you with money. Maybe the guy is supposed to be, look, I'm just using practical things that we can all relate with. Maybe he's supposed to be a musician, writing music and playing music. Every day, he wants to do it. Somebody offers him, he says, look, boy, you know, things are tight. You know, you should help your father. You should help your brother. You should help, you know. That's why Jesus had to say, look, listen, you must never put those considerations above working for the kingdom. I hope you understand what I paraphrased. Then they explained, say, look, but this guy is offering you a job here. So there are different kinds. Some will say, man, if I don't do this thing, my soul won't be at rest. So he forgets the job. He gets a little bit of money here and there, but then one day he breaks through. Do you follow my point? One day he breaks through, and then he becomes a very rich man. And they say, ah, this guy is just lucky. No, he's not lucky. I told us before, there is a spiritual principle that directs how money moves on the earth. I was talking with a friend of mine who were discussing something about, well, we didn't use these words, but it had to do with this sowing, you know, in tears. And I was explaining some things to him. I said, listen, because of this thing that you are doing today and today, I said, one day somebody will call you lucky. I said, this thing that you are doing, one day you will become a consultant to WHO. You will become a consultant to UNICEF. I don't mean you will work for them. That is, they will be happy to have you talk to them. You will have things that will be returning millions and millions and millions of naira to your pocket every month. And somebody will say, you are lucky. I said, let me tell you ahead of time, you will not be lucky. It's a product of the things that you are doing now. You are depriving yourself now when other people are enjoying, because of a vision you have they don't have. I hope you are getting me. Then when the thing breaks forth upon the man, they say, man, that guy is just lucky. I can't believe it. Only him. This one. Listen to me. It's not luck. It's this principle of what? Sowing in what? Tears. Let me explain again what sowing in tears means. It means that you will have been able to make more money if you were not doing this at this time. So you are depriving yourself. That is, these guys have seeds. Some would rather eat it. Say, we don't know what this ground will become. Because listen, it said, restore our captivity, O Lord. It was talking about sowing in the dead. I like the way King James, New Living Translation brings it out. That we are talking about restoring us out of this desert land that we are in. This thing is dry. But he said, you must go into that same desert land and sow seeds in such a manner that it will appear like you're throwing them away. No, let me tell you what. In life, if you read nothing but the scriptures and God opens your eyes, you can make the best business judgments. Normal human beings say, when things are tight, you keep money. Oh God, that man is enlightened that wrote that book, reached that poor dad. If God can open men's eyes to see what he's saying. He said, when things are tough, people are selling houses. He said, look, one of the things he said is that, please don't copy everything I'm doing. Just understand the principles that I am good with real estate. Again, I'll explain something. If you read the story of Bezalel in Exodus, God explained that I have put the spirit of the craftsman in him. There is a kind of spirit that God puts in each person. That's another type of seed I said I was going to talk about. The man said, look, I know how to do this. So find the way you are, the place you are good in. But there's one point he now made. He said, when they say that real estate market here is bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. So once he hears it, he jumps in there. He said, because he has noticed that is when people will start selling houses worth $100,000 for $20,000. So he said, he will just be jogging around, looking around for the good deals. Then he will look for a man and say, this house, how much? The man said, this house, I'm selling for 50,000. I just want to get out. He will look at the house and say, I know this house. This house, those days, probably bought it for 100,000. The house in reality is worth at least 80. And this guy wants to sell for 50. He said, okay, what if I give you 35 and I give you now? The guy said, are you serious? Say yes. Are you serious? Say yes. Bring it. Meanwhile, he doesn't have $35,000. So he said, okay, I'm coming. You go and get the little money he has and give to the man. Say, just hold this. Before the end of the week, I give you the balance. Then he'll go out looking for somebody else who wants that kind of house. And say, I have a cheap house for you, $50,000. The guy comes to look at it. He said, okay, I'll buy it. He said, can I have like $30,000? I said, yeah. Pay the man off, pocket the balance. He continues his jogging. He has been in that business. He said he has noticed that when people say, save, 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 it is the time to spend, spend, spend. Are you getting me? Oh, I was reading that Paul Getty man. Look, this guy wasn't teaching spiritual principles. I like one thing my pastor in Lagos used to say, that even a man discovers real truth, real one, is usually in keeping with God's word, though he has not read the Bible. The man was, he said, listen, when people told him that there was a time he spent a lot of money, he was discussing how to come out of difficult situations. He called it the investor at bay. There's as if you are locked up in your bay, that don't worry, you'll soon start sailing. That he paid a lot to get oil fields somewhere in the Middle East, but then when he finished, he realized he couldn't move his oil back to the U.S. And everybody said, hey, get is going down. He said, just start with his men. What are we going to do? What do you do with all this oil? He said, because soon they are going to be drowning in their own oil. They were mining so much of it. So much of it was going to start coming out. He said, why don't you just refine it? Where? All right, they just went to Europe, countries in Europe around. Started buying refineries, building refineries, and then started shipping. By the time their oil was finally getting to the U.S., it was very expensive because it was clean, well refined. When people felt that, run, close it and run, he said, no, that was the time they started spending more money. It has always worked in life. When economic depression sets in, the only thing that pulls it out is for people to spend into it. Is this principle here? Now, I started by talking about seed. That what God wants to do, listen to me, children of God, listen. If you are going to become like a tree, very big and very huge, that men will be rushing. I was talking to my wife today. I said, listen, one day people will come and talk to you and say, hey, auntie, how now? I heard that this man is your husband. Please, whether I apply for a job or... I said they will be begging. That they will be using connection. I said, because I was just talking, joking. I said, okay, you be in charge of production and distribution. And they'll start a guy on 200,000 a month. He said, a month? I said, yes. MTN is doing it. The banks are doing it. And listen, I am indeed the head and not the tail. I swear by God that made me, I will do it. Even if I'm not pulling 200,000 naira as the man who started that business, I would do it. Do you know why? Because I'm the head and not the tail. I know what I'm saying, but then that's where I'm going. What am I going to do now? That is, one day you will pay me, so I will package all the money, this is all the money I have, and I will put it into this business that is in line with what God has called me to do. And they say, what if you go down? He said, I will go down with it. They have no fear. Look, he that tries to save his life is the one that will lose it. The one that wants to throw it away is the one that will find it again and again and again and again and again and again. The beautiful story we all hear now is that of Mel Gibson. I've heard all kinds of things, $26 to $40 million. All I know is that the consensus among all the stories I've heard is that it was all the money he had. That he told the guy who played Jesus Christ that, look, maybe you should reconsider this thing. If I sink, I'm an old man. I have tried. It's not so old, but I mean, I've been around for some time. I've enjoyed myself. But as for you, you're still younger. The guy said, look, my initials are also JC and I'm 33. It's just correct to die like that at that time. So he said, fine. So he put his money, all the money. Listen, a man has to sow in tears. The only film that has beaten the Titanic cost almost $300 million to make. His own cost just about $30 million. You know how much you have. Do I have to tell you that he that goes forth to and fro, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Do I have to tell you that again? Ask Mel Gibson. He will tell you. He will tell you. Your woman, Mary Kay Ash, when I read her book, you know, I told you the way I read things different. When I opened the book and read it, these are the things I was seeing in there. When she was going to start her business, that was all the money she had. Then beloved husband dropped dead while they were about to start. She still opened 1 month later. By the time she died, the company, though they refused to go public, they went public at the time and came back. If they had gone public, that company would have been worth billions of dollars. I think a few years ago, they were turning over annually $2 billion in sales. When she sowed the seed, it was, if this seed dies, I'm dead with it. That was the last she had. He that loses his life for my sake shall indeed what? Find it. When he says for my sake, listen, doesn't mean I say, Jesus, this is church, I'm dancing, I'm giving offering right now. No, that is good, but that has its own place. He said, when I send these little ones to you, whatever you do to them, you have done unto me. Back to the prayer of Solomon. That is, when I pray that God, with what can I affect my generation? And for that sake, I invest everything I had. You have lost that life for his sake. So you will find it again. I hope you are getting my point. He that sows in tears shall reap with joyful shouting, my Bible says. After preaching this message, even me preaching, I've gone crazy now. You don't realize how madness has entered my head now. Because now, listen, because now, no, my wife is here. You know what we're discussing about this morning. Now I will be willing to sell my car to get that thing to start. That he that sows into, oh, look, all the investments you have made, I have not made money. It's because they were careful investments. No, just 50,000 naira out of 200,000 you have. Do you know what that means? You really don't have faith. You really don't have faith. If you did, you would put all that you had on it. You know, I woke up early this morning. My son woke us up. I didn't go back to sleep that time. I just started meditating. Then again, in that book I was reading, Getty was saying that, as far as he's concerned, some things are impossible, and that a wise man should know what is impossible. He said, but this is the key to the entrepreneur who's going to make it. Where men are seeing impossible, he should know how to see what is possible. That if you see impossible, don't do it. But if you can see possible, then go after it. Then I dropped the book and I started meditating. I said, Jesus said, to him that believes, now, I left getting now, just meditating. All things are possible to him that believes. Then I said, what it means therefore is that you don't just, you know, I've said it before, you don't just believe. You know what's my point? You don't just believe. What happens is what? You must have information. We pray like this after Paul, Ephesians chapter 1. That God may give us what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened. That is, God will open your eyes, you will see what others are not seeing. Like, get my drift. So you look at a thing and everybody is seeing impossible, impossible, impossible. Then God just opens your eyes small. Then you just see one corner they are not seeing. And you try to tell them, but they can't see. Listen, don't worry, they can't. Because you have seen based on the spirit of seeing that God has given to you. Listen to me, once you see like that, sell all you have and buy that land. He said the kingdom of God is like what? Treasure that a man found in the ground somewhere. Then for that treasure, he sold everything else he had and bought that land. Once God, look, I was thinking that to him that believes, what it means to believe, therefore, is that you can see what other people are not seeing. Are you getting what I'm saying? And based upon that, Jesus said, nothing shall be impossible to you. Look, so what I'm doing now, from now, I'm just sharpening my vision. Every day you wake up, you are turning the thing over inside. Okay, how do we start with marketing? We'll go like this. What is going to be the content? You start planning. You don't have a dime yet. Then one day we come. Are you listening? The time will just be ripe for you to start. but there will always be one problem. The wind will be contrary. Most of the time, it's money. Let me tell you the story of T.D. Jakes. I think I've repeated it to us before. After he preached Woman Thou Art Loose, that thing that broke him out into limelight, a company came to him and said, let us write the book. So they said, okay, you know, a lot of books are written like that. The people they call author don't really write. Some people just sit down and transcribe the messages, arrange it, and give it to the man to proofread. If he says okay, they say fine. So they gave it to T.D. Jakes after doing all that. And he said, this is not what I meant. These guys have turned the thing upside down. So they said, okay, write it yourself. So he got up and wrote it himself. Are you following? Then gave it back to them. I guess they didn't like it. And they said, well, if they are going to print it, you should bring money. Ah. He said, he looked at them and said, I thought you guys said we should do this. So he said, he's not doing. He said, then the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, invest in yourself. They asked for $15,000. He said, that was all the money he had on this earth. Jesus said, sell all that you have. Hey, are you getting my point? He said, there's a treasure a man saw, and for that treasure, he went and sold all that he had. So he said, God, this is all I've got. God said, no problem. Sell all that you have. So the man gathered all the money he had, $15,000, and placed it on that book. And they printed for him 5,000 copies and gave it to him. It's his book. And he sold every single copy in 2 weeks. He that sows in tears shall doubtless what? Return with rejoicing. Every single copy he had was sold up in 2 weeks. Listen, those guys, they really sell the books like $10 for one. Printed for $3. Even if all he made on each book was $1,000, was $1, at the end of 2 weeks, he has made $5,000. Out of $15,000. No bank on earth. You know, the maddest thing you can do with money is to put it in fixed deposit. Even bankers say it. I went to preach, that church I told you I went to preach about 2 weeks ago. There was one pastor, there was a banker. They asked him. He said, look, I'm a banker and I want your money. But the truth is, please, if you have money, don't put it in fixed deposit. He said, it's a waste of your money. He said, it's a waste of your money. I hope you are following what I'm going to say. He that sows in tears, come on, brethren, you will have to sow in tears. Listen, it's good you are hearing this while you are a young man, because one day you'll be 50. And listen to me, you will literally be a billionaire, if you follow what I'm saying. Get my point? At that time, you will be like a tree that will have branches here and there and there and there and there and there. And men, you know what those birds are? They are men. They are families. They are children. People who are depending on you for livelihood, you are covering for them. Listen, make up your mind. You can take a job for an interim, but jobs must not be your life. You must be a giver of jobs. You will give. It is more blessed to give. You will give jobs. This is the... let me tell you what. A time will come, listen to me, I'm giving you this word, in fact, prophetically. People will be begging to talk to you, because when they know once they talk to you, their joblessness has ended. Who talking about I want a job? No, you will not ever want a job. Listen, from you know your problem is not a job. Your problem is the one you will give somebody. I'm already thinking, let me tell you what, I already have in my head how to handle health for my workers. Because Nigeria doesn't have a proper health system. How will my workers be able to, you know, health? I'm not going to be going and lay hands on everybody. So, you know, I'm already thinking about it, because I've already felt, look, if somebody's working for you for 2 years, at that time he becomes ill, and becomes so ill that he can't. Do you lay him off in his illness? It's difficult. But your business also has to survive. So, look, I already have my plans in my head. I'm telling you the honest truth. Pension scheme for people working for me, do I'll be a private person? It's already in my head. I can give you a few of them. All my workers by force must make you have investments. For every 10 naira you invest, we'll probably add 2 naira for you. We will make it mandate. Look, listen, you have the choice to say no. But if you go in, we'll take 10% of your salary every month, we'll be investing for you. And for every 10 naira you put, we'll probably add 3 naira for you. Listen, everybody will do it. It may appear hard at the beginning, but listen, at the end, it will give you a good name. When this man is going off, his investment is there. You don't have to pay him money. Once you give him his gratuity, bye-bye. You know, owing him every month is coming to queue, okay, my pension. And listen, the 2 naira you gave him every month, by the time he's leaving, it will have multiplied to millions of naira. The guy will depart from you a multi-millionaire. How will your children not be blessed? That's what you should be dreaming about. You don't need a car. No, I keep telling you. You don't need a house. You don't need 2 pairs of shoes. Are you hearing me? Wear one. Sell the other one. What are you? How many can you wear at the time? Okay, all of you that have more than 1 pair of shoes on your feet, put up your hand. What I'm saying, you see young men, they want to kill the air and start walking now. Start saving. Why? He wants to buy a car. Are you a mad person? What if thief carries it? Savings of 2 years. I keep telling you people, I graduated in 1991. I never drove my own car until January, actually February, because it was 30th or 31st of January, year 2000. My father-in-law gave it to us as a gift. Why didn't you buy a car? I don't have money. But your friends bought. I don't know how they managed. I don't know. But to save my salary to buy a car, you must be kidding me. I'm being honest with you. God is my witness. Since then, because of that foundation, God has not allowed me ever to save money to buy a car. Ever. Listen to me. I have dashed people 3. None of them did I save for. Never. Because from the beginning, I said, no, it's not worth it. I said, it is not worth it. Listen, in this life, I'm a giver. Sometimes you have to give in tears. People think that it's because you have so much. That's not the point. He that sows in tears shall doubtless return rejoicing, bearing his harvest with him. Listen, all this physical thing, you may be saving up money to buy a music set. If music set will not come to you, please go and buy this Watch Night radio. It's like 200 naira in the Obiti market. Tune it to FM. You have a lot of noise in your house. Why are you saving money to buy 80,000 naira Sony deck for? Let me tell you, when things break into your house, rejoice and be glad because they are messengers of the Almighty. What are you doing with it? Look, there is a time for everything. As a young man, it is time for what? Investment. You get to be sharp. Buy books. Wake up and read. When God puts a seed in you, plant that seed. I like the story Tunde Bakari told. After I finished law school, one of his uncles, they tried to arrange to get him into either Mobil or one of these big companies to become company secretary. He said, he told the man that, I didn't study law because I wanted to become company secretary. I wanted to practice law. That's why I studied it. Told the man, sorry. He wasn't even a Christian. He said, that man was his cousin or something. I was leaving that job. I wanted him to take over. I wanted to groom you. You know, this kind of groom you into a poverty situation, that kind of thing. All right? After he had opened his own chambers, I had become a very, very, very rich success. The man came to him one day after he had retired from that same oil company job, asking whether he could add some money to the one business he wants to do. See what he just looked like. If I'm taking that job, in his mind, will I be adding money for you now? So of course, dig down his pocket and get the man money. Listen, when you will be sowing your seeds, are you hearing what I'm trying to say? It will be with tears. Meaning that it will be stupid. Your friends will be rushing for one thing, you will rush for another. And they will be laughing like, this guy is not serious. Rejoice and be glad. So did they abuse the prophets that were before you. That's what Jesus said. You don't know the scripture, I'm paraphrasing. When men are abusing you and criticizing you and maltreating you for the kingdom's sake. That's time to rejoice. Listen. God said, you will be fruitful. Listen to me, the meaning of fruitful. Fruitful, so when God said be fruitful, it wasn't advice. Say, Adam, try you, be fruitful. My counsel is multiply. No. God's words are what? Power. You understand my point? It's an empowerment. So God, I'm speaking to you again. Be fruitful and multiply. You will be fruitful. That's what God is saying. Why? Because he has put what? A seed inside you. Two kinds of seed I talked about today. There is a gift God has given you that only you have. You are the only one that has it. You are the only one that can do it. But listen, it has to be sowed in what? Tears. Meaning at that time it will appear like it's not producing money. Look, but you know, we don't understand that a man's life does not consist in the abundance of those physical things he possesses. So people are rushing for it. They don't understand that if the man will rush out for things that make for real life, then abundant things will be added. You know what I mean? Added. That is not his substance. That just the clothes he wears. That just the fringes, the embroidery at the edges of his clothes is added unto him. I can't get away from that scripture. Psalm 126. He said, restore our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. Those who go to and fro weeping, he who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves or his harvest with him. There's one scripture I want us to read before I go. Isaiah chapter 30. Because this is what God is going to do for you. When you have already taken, let's listen to this. He said, and you will, let me just have 22. Let me just read that 23 straight. He said, then he will give you rain for the seed which you will sow in the ground, and bread from the yield of the ground. It will be rich and plenteous. On that day, your livestock will graze in the roomy pasture. Come on, listen, that's a prophetic word. Isaiah 30 verse 23. What he's saying here is this. The men are sowing in a dry ground. But once God sees that they are sowing, what's the next thing he will do? He will give rain for that seed that he has planted in the ground. That's what men need to pray for. Pray for rain. Rain. That is this thing I have planted. God, let it germinate. And let's listen. God will cause all grace to abound towards you. Get my point? Grace is an empowerment that God gives those who have decided to step out on his word. I want us to close with that one today. We have spoken enough for today. Maybe we'll take off from there next time. But I hope you have learned something. I hope God's word has come to you. Let us rise up therefore and pray. We'll continue from there. Don't forget, one thing I want you to go away with today is this word. That there is a seed that God has planted into it. Get my point? I gave an example of what goodness is today. It was a seed God planted in somebody. I talked about T.D. Jakes. I gave as an example. There are many other people who I don't have time to... I didn't itemize their name, but if I start thinking, we start hearing names of people. Even the so-called richest man in the world today, Bill Gates. He was sowing seed again in dry ground. I hope you know that. When he started what he's doing now, people were not making money per se from it. He could have joined his friends too and taken a lucrative job because he was a sharp young man. But he didn't. The man sowed in tears. In fact, someone was telling me the principle by which he markets his goods. That one time he will buy one from somebody, add it to the old one he has for free. People can be using it for free. He doesn't charge for it initially. It's later on he starts charging. Are you getting my point? Sowing in what? Tears. One of my other favorite examples is Michael Dell. When the man dropped out from school to start Dell, that is now number one PC manufacturing outfit in the world, Dell, was a small thing that only him was doing, and maybe one or two friends. So in what? Tears. What we like to do is to have 1 million naira first, then you invest 500,000. So that, of course, you will lose it. You will lose it. Somebody recently, I heard a quote. The person was quoting. Why do I always forget this man's name? Anyway, he was quoting one man, one American. But I realized when I was reading, I found out that that man was actually quoting somebody else. Okay? So the man said, they say, don't put all your eggs in one basket. The man said, no, that is not correct. He said, put all your eggs in one basket and watch that basket very carefully. It's against sound logic, but that's how those who sow in tears, that's how they do it. If I remember his name, I forgot the name of the two people. I don't know why the names keep on escaping from my head. I don't know why. But that's the point I want us to understand. That's what Jesus meant when he said, he that will lose his life for my sake. Because we have to add these things together. We have to add it to the creation of wealth. If you're not here, then try and get the tip. That's power to get wealth. And that one we titled The Noble Desire. When we talk about the fact that Solomon prayed in a particular fashion. 2 Chronicles chapter 1. If you see the way Solomon prayed, he impressed God with his prayer, his desire to be a blessing to people. If you have that desire, knowing that God will by your hand create something good on the earth, you will sow into that thing, the idea that God will give you. And listen. Amen.